This is Ozarks at Large. The Mission Act, passed by Congress last summer and launched nationwide in June, allows United States veterans greater access to medical care in their communities. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently met with Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks Director Kelvin Parks, who provided a bullet list of Mission Act initiatives.
The bipartisan Mission Act overhauls and strengthens the Veterans Administration system of medical centers and clinics, says Kelvin Parks, director of the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks in Fayetteville.
And the Mission Act was launched on June the 6th of this year, and the acronym of MISSION is Maintaining Internal Systems and Strengthening Integrated Outside Networks.
Nationwide, the Veterans Health Administration, the largest integrated health system in the U.S., counts more than 9 million enrollees served by 146 VA medical centers. According to online VA hospital spreadsheets, which compare rates of things like wait times and infection to community medical care, VAs report lower death rates and fewer post-op complications. But the incidence of preventable infections, including bed sores, is pervasive at certain VAs, which could be attributed to either individual patient immunity or neglect. The Fayetteville VA has a 4-star quality rating, according to VA Annual Analytics, but Director Kelvin Park says the Mission Act will strengthen his workforce and build better infrastructure, providing a new urgent care benefit, expand caregiver eligibility, and access for veterans to community health care.
What an exciting time to be a part of the VA. Who would have thunk it? Who would have knew that the Mission Act was going to bring about this type of revolutionary change of the delivery of care within our VA system? This is exciting. I'm glad to be able to lead this change in Northwest Arkansas for veterans here in our catchment. I'm just really excited about being a part of this process.
Parks, a retired Navy Chief Petty Officer who's held progressive leadership positions at major VA medical centers in the U.S., says strict rules are in place for veterans to qualify for outside community care under the Mission Act.
Veterans are qualified to receive care in the community based on two criteria, and that's wait time and travel time. For our primary care and mental health of veterans, the wait time standard is 20 days, and for our specialty care, wait time is 28 days, meaning that if we can't see you within 28 days, then we'll refer that care out into the community. And also we have travel time, a drive time standards. For primary care and mental health, the drive time is 30 minutes, and for specialty is 60 minutes.
Before scheduling an appointment, veterans are required to confirm with the VA that they're eligible and authorized for community care. Park says the Mission Act is not a move towards privatization, but rather a broader medical access provision. Community clinics, hospitals, and physicians, he says, self-select to join up with the VA.
We have a group which called the our Care in the Community Network. Our team, our Office of Community Care team, actually go out and meet with these various hospitals and explain to them the processes of how to become a partner here with us here within our system so that we can have them signed up and be willing to partner with us as well.
In Fayetteville, the VA operates a 78-bed acute care facility with satellite outpatient clinics in Fort Smith, Harrison, and Ozark, in Branson and Mount Vernon in Missouri, as well as in Jay, Oklahoma.
There are certain things that I can't provide to my fellow veterans here at this healthcare system. So why should I allow them to drive past other hospitals or clinics when and not be able to receive that care closest to their home? So drive times have something to do with it. And I also think that the access time, meaning that if we're completely booked at 20 days, then it's time for us to start having a different conversation or a discussion about you can get the care somewhere else.
To alleviate ER congestion at VAs across the nation, the Mission Act provides veterans a new benefit, providing access to walk-in urgent care clinics.
And right now we have 19 urgent cares within our catchment area of Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma spread out, not 19 total, that have signed up to be partners with us for the urgent care portion of the Mission Act.
Parks hopes veterans, whenever possible, choose to obtain medical care at his VA, however.
The ultimate goal is for us to provide the care here at the VA, and we want our veterans to choose us. But just like me, I choose to have care here within my own healthcare system, but they do have the right to go out.
Veterans approved for community care can consult with the VA medical staff to make appointments or book independently. Veterans may have to pay a co-payment for non-service-connected care, similar to VA medical facilities. For urgent care, co-payments depend on the veteran's assigned priority group and the number of times the veteran visits an urgent care provider in a calendar year. Community providers cannot bill or collect a VA co-payment directly from veterans, including for urgent care. All VA co-payments are billed as part of the VA's billing process. Additional Mission Act benefits allow for VAs to recruit and retain more clinicians and expand telehealth services as well as veteran caregiver support.
That's one that's near and dear to my heart as well, because we have so many of our family members that are taking care of our veterans, but there's absolutely been no support. Some of them are working off of fixed incomes with absolutely no help to help sustain them while they're taking care of our nation's veterans. So the Mission Act will also provide some caregiver opportunities there.
The Mission Act sunsets the Veterans Choice Program, which allowed certain access to community care to eligible veterans. In 2018, more than 1.7 million veterans reportedly sought some form of outside community care. Under the Mission Act, the VA projects those numbers could increase by a third. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can learn more at missionact.va.gov.